This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, let's check the weather real quick before we go any farther, huh? We've got Tropical Storm Karen tracking toward the Gulf Coast. There's an early blizzard smacking the northern Great Plains. Santa Ana winds are coming to Southern California. They are hot and dry, making for prime wildfire conditions here. Perhaps not the best time for federal agencies like FEMA or the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, to be shut down, even partially. So we asked Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer just how essential those non-essential workers are when the weather is bad.
The crowded weather map comes at a very bad time for the federal agencies that deal with disasters. Most of the National Hurricane Center staff are deemed essential, but FEMA had to scramble to recall furloughed workers. Marshall Shepard is director of the Atmospheric Sciences Program at the University of Georgia. He says FEMA needs to prepare way ahead of time for storms and hurricanes.
The more lead time you have, the better. So you would have to think that furloughed workers being called back actually, you know, affects that response time.
Some meteorologists at the National Weather Service are considered non-essential and have been furloughed, among them Amy Fritz. She spoke at a press conference in Washington earlier this week.
I have built and developed the models that predict storm surge, and right now we're making critical improvements to those models.
The folks who run the Weather Service's Twitter feed aren't considered essential either, so it's frozen, even though it was a prime source of information during the recent Colorado floods. And the shutdown has led to extra bureaucratic burdens. Nancy Colleton is president of the Institute for Global Environmental Strategies.
But every expenditure that the National Weather Service is incurring during this period has to be approved by the Secretary of Commerce,
who oversees the Weather Service, but normally doesn't have to approve the cost of every weather balloon or hurricane hunting flight. But then again, these aren't normal times on the weather map or in Washington. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.